You are the only ones who can do this, while we from the spiritual background of life support and encourage you. Our main role is showing you how to avoid creating further negative karma and accumulating karmic debts, and help you to redeem the ones that still exist in your spiritual bankbook. This is done through sending nothing but good, kind and loving thoughts, words and actions into the universe. It really is as simple as that. There are many groups like ours on this side of the veil of consciousness that separates your world from this one. The white eagle is a symbol of the great white spirit, father, mother of all life, whose wisdom and truth we are bringing you as best as we ourselves know it. White eagle is the collective word for all who are working together for the benefit and well-being of our siblings who are struggling with their existence as spirit and soul encased in matter. Our groups are on many different evolutionary levels and working with you is an essential part of our own development. If you so wish, you can join our beginners group for those who have just completed their earthly education. You can serve your apprenticeship here, if you so wish. Nobody forces you to do anything, but when you watch the miseries of the life you have only just left behind, your heart is likely to melt with compassion and love and you want to help in some way, the way many of us are doing in this world. Waiting for every human being who has got to the end of their earthly education behind the mountain is the greater freedom and beauty of the spirit realms. From there you will proceed to explore the higher and eventually highest spiritual realms. For every human being eventually waits a heavenly state of life that is so filled with bliss and peace that will be hard for you to imagine now. Ah yes, we can see you thinking. That is all very well, but how are we to believe that what you are telling us is the truth? In any case, how can any of it affect our present, day difficulties and problems? Our role is to point the way towards your goal, because as soon as your vision focuses on it, your mental and emotional attitude towards your companions and the problems of everyday life changes. Spiritually, knowledge is light and the lack of it is darkness. The wisdom and truth of the Great Mother of all life is the eternal light and you need its help for working your way over every one of your earthly hurdles and obstacles. Yet, to enable you to contact this light, the desires and cravings of your lower earthly nature first have to surrender themselves to the demands of your higher nature. Alas, human beings frequently find it too difficult to listen and make the effort to rise in thought above their sad and traumatic conditions and reach out for the life of our world with its light and warmth, joy and tranquility, kindness and peace. Never forget that we are always there for you. All you have to do is ask. Without asking, no help can come to you. That is the law. But for those who have asked and through this are showing their readiness to receive, we are bringing the truth about God's nature and your own. We ask you to look, with love in your heart and soul, towards the higher and highest realms of life. The more you do this, the more your small earthly difficulties shrink away, because you know that everything that happens in earthly life is transient and but a passing phase. With the help and will of God and the angels, no obstacle is insurmountable and all conditions can be healed. So do your best, refuse to worry about tomorrow and rest safely in the knowledge that God and the angels are doing the rest. That is the message of the Jesus legends, Saint Matthew 6:25-32. Therefore I say unto you, be not anxious for your life, what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink. Nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than the food and the body than the raiment? Behold the birds of the heaven, that they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, and your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are not ye of much more value than they? And which of you by being anxious can add one cubit unto the measure of his life? And why are ye anxious concerning raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow, they toil not, neither do they spin. Yet I say unto you, that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God doth so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? The people of your planet have difficulties comprehending messages of this nature because many of them to this day are existing behind a kind of barrier that acts like a dense fog. Getting rid of it is everyone's own task, but do not despair because we are here to help you. The only thing that can disperse the kind of fog we are talking about here is the light of the highest star, the universal Christ Spirit, through whom all life is given. And God's sacred wisdom and truth are the winds of heaven that can blow away everything that is troublesome in your world. A light burns within each one of you that with the passing of earthly time has been turned down and grown very dim. You are the only one who can uncover this light and help it to shine so brightly that ever more of all earthly clouds of fog and darkness are absorbed into it. Every human being has a hidden power within that can act like the winds of heaven that sweep your surroundings until everything ugly and evil, negative and destructive has gone for good. That is how the conditions of everybody's earthly life can be moderated and improved. You yourselves are endowed with this power. By bringing it forth and using it wisely, eventually the things of earth that in the past were so stressful will no longer have any effect on you. When you look at them from the right perspective, you recognize how unimportant they truly are. These God-given powers are unfolding in ever more of you. You are God's beloved children of the earth. And with the knowledge we are bringing you, the Great Father, Mother is placing into every reader's own hands the key for unlocking the inner doors to great happiness. The secret of overcoming the darkness and sickness of earthly life is through perceiving them in the right light and knowing that everything is sure to work out well in the end, when Mother Earth's transformation into a place of beauty, harmony and peace is complete. Ascending the Spiritual Mountain, Part 2. Keep on keeping on. To achieve anything in earthly life, you have to keep on keeping on. This is particularly true for climbing the spiritual mountain of your education in the school of earthly life. When you are reached its apex, you will be released from the obligation of taking part in it. Steadfastness is the quality you need most to achieve this. It develops quite naturally when you pursue your predestined path regardless of any obstacles and difficulties that may still have to come your way because of outstanding karmic debts. And when at last you kneel before the highest and say, "Not my will, great Father, Mother, but thine, I humbly accept," the necessary strength to endure your burdens comes to you. Feelings of joy will begin to lighten your life the more you observe how the divine universal laws have always been at work in human life, including your own. You then realize that everything that happens on the earth is a manifestation of God's perfect justice. And when you start to recognize how God's sacred wisdom and truth has always been hiding behind the surface words of the myths, legends and religious tales of your world, you are in the process of developing true clairvoyance and are increasingly ready to share your insights into the ancient themes with those around you. Through a new understanding of the spiritual aspects of life, your gifts can bring them a renewal of faith and trust in the basic goodness of the life that has been given to all of you. As soon as what you are giving has sunken sufficiently deep into their consciousness, they too will be thinking and saying to themselves, "Everything will come right in the end." We assure you that most certainly it will. The time has come for bringing forth, from deep within your own being, the characteristics of your higher Christ nature. They enable you to treat everybody you meet with the love, kindness and respect they deserve as a child of the highest. Whether they themselves are as yet aware of it or not, that is what every human being is. Through your behavior, no further negative karma is created by you. When all your remaining karmic debts have been paid, you have reached the top of the mountain of earthly life and will no longer need further lifetimes on your planet. This is how in due course every human being's Christ nature will save and redeem its slower earthly self. That is the only way the Christ will ever be able to do this for anyone. With the clearing away of every bit of your negative karma, it's a steep road you have to climb that winds its way up the mountain of earthly life. Being well aware how difficult this can be at time, that is why we are saying persevere, never give up, just keep going. You will get there even though the ascent at times appears to be too steep and high. And whenever you are turning a corner and still cannot see any sign of the summit, rest safely in the knowledge that waiting for you at the top are the warmth and light of the great sun, the universal Christ's realm. In due course every human being will reach it. What good would it be to anyone if you were happy only when things are bright and shining, and become weak and doubtful when they turn dark and threatening? Endurance and steadfastness are the main qualities you need for your spiritual journey. If you seriously wish this lifetime to be the end of your earthly education, stop worrying about the things that still have to happen to you and your world on the outer plane. Knowing that everything is the redemption of some eon's karmic debts and at the same time a lesson for somebody else, will help you to keep your vision firmly focused on God's light deep within you. It is this light that enables you to keep moving forwards and upwards on the evolutionary spiral of life. At the top of the spiritual mountain of the whole of creation, not merely of earthly life, in the fullness of time awaits every human being the glory of the conscious reunion with the divine Sunday when you perceive its light and feel its warmth and glow. Nothing can deter you from wanting to move forwards on the predestined evolutionary pathway that eventually takes every one of you back to the source of your being. Every fiber of you then begins to yearn to forever feel the glory of its warmth and comfort. Nothing matters to you anymore but this and holding the whole of life in your loving heart, the way God has never stopped doing. Just like you are focusing on the light of the highest star and the brightest light in the whole of creation, the Spirit of the Universal Christ, who has always been radiating from the highest levels of life, many life forms on the earth are waiting for your light to assist them with their evolutionary journey. God helps you and you are expected to help the lesser forms of life, to look after and care for them. Mother Earth's nature and animal kingdoms are looking towards humankind for support, the same as you are reaching out to the angelic realms. Ultimately, each one of you is responsible for the well-being of your whole world and all its kingdoms. With every loving thought you radiate into your world, you are helping someone who is less highly evolved than you are. Even the tiniest life forms are constantly striving upwards towards God's light, the same as you have always done. Whatever still has to happen in your world, bear in mind that God does not hurry. All of us are God's children and have to accept the wisdom of the divine developmental pace. Therefore, do not lose patience with the project in hand and pursue lighter amusements and interests. If you did this, you would be wasting the rest of your present earthly lifetime and the possibilities for making good spiritual progress. In that case, when you entered into your next earthly sojourn, the process of learning the lessons of patience and calmness of spirit would have to be started all over again. Wise ones keep on keeping on. Their hearts filled with gratitude and trust, they are walking their predestined path and are feeling safe in the knowledge that, however long their road may still be, eventually they will receive their reward in the form of unheard-of achievements and the completion of their earthly education. They know that waiting for all of you at the end of this particular part of your evolutionary expedition is the kind of happiness that earthly life cannot provide and a peace that nothing in the whole of creation will ever take from you. We are bringing you the truth as we know it at this particular moment. That is what has been given to us by the angels in charge of you and your world and us and our world. They are the ones who, at any given time, decide which part of God's sacred wisdom and truth should be revealed to you and how much of it is appropriate for the time of its publication. You do not have to take our word for anything we are presenting to you. If you pay attention to your inner guidance, the wise one or living God within, you will know which parts, maybe even everything, is right for you and waiting to become part of your truth. Every human being is destined to evolve into a seeker of God's wisdom and truth as well as a healer and light bringer in their own right. We appreciate humankind's great hunger and thirst for this kind of information, but nonetheless advise you not to endlessly devour spiritual publications. Regardless of how old they are and who brought them into being, take care to reflect on what is before you and in your daily encounters use the parts to which your inner guidance responds with. This makes sense, it is the truth. That is the only way anything can become part of your truth and spiritual property, the only things you can take with you into eternity. In your role as aspiring healer and light bringer, you are meant to add your own reflections and insights onto the knowledge that has come your way on the road of your own healing journey. Share it with as many as possible, so they too can find out how to help themselves overcome their difficulties. Do your best to walk your talk and distribute nothing but the truth the way you understand it, like we are doing. Not merely dabbling at spirituality but seriously devoted to this pathway of life. This enables God and the angels to work through you and do whatever is necessary for the blessing and healing of every part of your world. When you work in this manner, nothing but the truth can return to you. Through this the truth becomes ever more powerful in your world. As it spreads and gets an ever firmer grip on your race's individual and collective consciousness, it grows into an increasingly dominant force that slowly but surely absorbs more and more of the remaining untruths, lies and deceptions of your world into itself and transforms them into blessing and healing energies that float wherever they are needed. Your most urgent requirement for the ascent of the spiritual mountain of earthly life are steadfastness and perseverance. These characteristics are taught by Saturn, the co-ruler with Uranus of Aquarius. Saturn represents the aspect of the divine stern school or master, teaching humankind the skills of self-discipline and self-mastery over the drives and urges of their lower earthly nature is the main task of its energies. They are the keeper of the gate to the Aquarian age. For every human being, Saturn's role in the end changes from that of the teacher into the rewarder, who bestows its finest gift upon anyone who freely and willingly submits themselves to its demands and shows that it has learnt its lesson by constantly practicing the Saturnian skills. One of Saturn's most outstanding qualities is a natural ability to work your way patiently and steadily, hand over hand and with the necessary caution, towards a distant goal. Your whole world's goal is to evolve into a place where honesty and truth rule supreme, and all nations and their people live together in peace and harmony. Saturn supplies you with the perseverance and stamina it will take to make this dream a reality on the Earth. Because Saturn is also the planet of karma, many of you have brought their most ancient karmic debts with them, in the hope of being able to redeem them. That is why so many of you are struggling under this burden. But we are here to help. All you have to do is ask. Nothing but keeping on is good enough for any of you, irrespective of what events may still have to take place in your world for the individual and collection making good of your karmic debts. Some of them could have been incurred thousands of lifetimes ago during the earliest stages of your earthly education. Their redemption had to wait for the time when you had become sufficiently evolved and therefore strong enough to cope with what your life was presenting to you. If this applies to you, keep on keeping on, safe in the knowledge that things are going to come right for you in the end. You will then be able to see for yourself that every bit of your present efforts and possibly sacrifices has been well worth making. Experienced and highly evolved souls for their final lifetime on the Earth choose a pathway that is strongly under the influence of the Saturnian energies. Their birth charts reflect this. The result is a difficult one that is strewn with the rocks and boulders of constant tests and trials that are coming your way. When you are working your way through one after the other, your earthly self finds it hard to accept that you yourself chose this road. You ask yourself, could I? But it is the truth nonetheless. This particular pathway was suggested to you by the wise ones in charge of you in our world. You agreed because you then knew that if you mastered such a lifetime, you would prove that you are ready to be released from the lessons of earthly life and being released into continuing your studies by exploring more advanced levels of life. You were unafraid because you knew that the angels and other spirit guides and helpers would be with you to show the way, and that whenever things turned out to be too difficult to cope on your own and you could do with some help, all you had to do was ask for it. Unfortunately, your earthly self was unaware of these things when it entered into its next lifetime, and it would take a long time until it became aware of them again. That is how it came about that you yourself chose Saturn as your main teacher. We have come to help you understand that this was an exceedingly wise choice, as nobody enters into the Aquarian ages freedom from oppression and yokes of all kinds, especially religious ones, without first having acquired Saturn's sterling characteristics. To assist you with this task, ever since our entry into the new age, God and the angels through the energies of Saturn and Uranus have been working with steadily increasing strength to bring about the necessary changes in the individual and collective consciousness of your world. They are also providing a plentiful supply of the required courage and strength. The age of Pisces by now lies well behind you. It has been a time of lies and deceptions, violence and crime, warmongering and unspeakable cruelty of human beings towards each other, especially in the name of religion, not of God. That is a concept the main religions of your world fail to understand to this day. Everything that happened has prepared your world for the new religion of the age of Aquarius. There is only one religion, the religion of love. There is only one country, the whole of Mother Earth. There is only one race and chosen people, the whole of humankind. There is only one gender, who is androgynous, whole and holy. There is only one language, the language of the heart, and there is only one God, the God of love, the great Father, Mother of all life and their only born Son, Daughter, the universal Christ. They are the Holy Trinity who is omnipresent, omnipotent and omniscient. Even though this religion is based on Christianity's Jesus legend, God's sacred wisdom and truth cannot to be found in its surface words, but has always been hiding in the higher esoteric meanings behind them. What you are looking at is not really our religion but an abiding faith that is based on a deep inner knowing of the truth and a trust in the goodness of life which is indestructible and cannot be harmed or destroyed, not even shaken, by anyone or anything. Recommended viewing, Programming the Subconscious Mind. The Fall of Humankind. Part 1. The following is the essence of a teaching by the White Eagle group of spirit guides that appeared in Stellar Polaris August, September 2007. If there were no darkness in your world, the light of sun, moon and stars would be invisible to you and you would have no idea of their existence. And without having walked in the darkness of not knowing God's true nature and your own, feeling so frightened, lonely and desperate about the state of your world that you got down to your knees and called for help from somewhere, you would never have realized that there is much more to you and your earthly existence than you ever thought possible, and that there is a world of spirit in which angels and masters and other spirit friends and helpers have for a long time been waiting for your call. Our Creator, the Great Father, Mother of all life, is omnipresent, omnipotent and omniscient and has designed a great plan for the whole of life and also for your life. These plans are unfailing and nothing and nobody in the whole of creation will ever be able to interfere with their unfolding. Nothing is outside the will and power of God. the masculine aspect of the divine trinity, the same as out of the reach of the wisdom and love of the great mother, the goddess. The angelic hierarchy is the executor of all plans and responsible for all of them. They are the highest forces of life who never allow the reins of God's creation to slip out of their hands. Whatever happens in your world is part of the divine plan, and that includes the major catastrophes it has experienced. One of the finest examples for this is the Cretaceous, Paleogene extinction of the dinosaurs. It took place approximately 66 million years ago and marked the end of that period, when all dinosaur groups except the Neornithine birds were wiped out. The plesiodipiforms contain the ancestor species of all primates, therefore humankind's. These forms of life first appeared soon after about 3/4 of plant and animal species, including most dinosaurs, had been removed from the earth. It happened because one chapter of Mother Earth's development was closing and a new one was opening. The Earth has seen many golden ages. Every 26,000 years a new great unfoldment of all your planet's inhabitants takes place. The dinosaurs were wiped out to prepare for the birth of humankind. Each one of you has the power to ensure that no disasters of this nature will ever be necessary again. Our bringing of ever more of God's light in the form of His, her sacred wisdom and truth places the instrument for making your contribution to this into everybody's own hands. The more you share the knowledge we are bringing you with those around you, the more of the Christ light enters not only the cells of your own physical body but also those of Mother Earth's physical manifestation. This speeds up the vibrations of the light she is made of, and through this she becomes increasingly etherealized. The legend of the sinking of Atlantis was written by the Greek philosopher Plato, 427 BC to 347 BC. He received his inspiration from the angels, the same as everybody, and that on both sides of the veil of consciousness that separates our two worlds from each other. The Atlantic story is an allegory of the disastrous effects the abuse of power when used for selfish purposes can have. But even if the place had ever existed, its disappearance would have been part of God's plan. The same applies to what once was presented to your world through the Abrahamic religions as the fall of humankind. It is another event that is but a metaphor, in this case for humankind's appearance on the earth. This development could only start when the planet's evolution had progressed sufficiently to be ready for the creation of a new and very special species. In the fullness of time, each one of the members of this race would develop the qualities and characteristics, including the intelligence of their creator, the Great Father, Mother of all life. And it would take a long time until they were to become aware that in truth they are God's beloved children of the earth. This process started very quietly when the angels introduced sparks of the universal Christ, the light of all lights, into the cells and atoms of the physical bodies of a type of animal that had already evolved for this purpose. From the word go, the spark would be reaching out and attuning itself to the heavenly light of its creator and begin to grow. The evolutionary plan for this new species provided that after a while they commenced to walk upright and get around on 2 feet. This freed their hands, adapting themselves to their environment. After millions of years in Earth terms, many of these creatures would have reached the end of their earthly education. Encouraged by the religions of their world, the first stage of their curriculum would consist of plundering and raping the planet of its resources. However, in the end, during the final phase of their earthly education, every one of them would evolve into the planet's guardians and caretakers. The tests and trials that are presently coming your way are part of your final examination, and the way you are handling them are showing the wise ones in charge of you in our world whether you are ready to be released from the need for further lifetimes on the earth. We, your spirit friends and helpers, are doing all we can to help you work your way through the obstacles that are coming your way. In the run up to the previous golden age, around 26,000 6,000 years ago, many who are now residing permanently in our world took advantage of the opportunities that are always available for everybody at special times like these.